Good morning. Welcome to a special edition of Focus. And today we're with the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry. The folks from there, we have the Vice President, Darla Phelps, Lori Benson, the Treasurer, and Chrissy Dixon. She is the Corresponding Secretary. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nice to have you. The food pantry is such an asset to this community, and it's such a need for this community. Lori, could you tell us a little bit? First of all, you want to thank some folks because they've been really helpful.
Absolutely. We want to thank this community for constantly stepping up. We were a little worried at the end of 2024. Our budgeted or desired income for each year is around $60,000, and we were a little worried because we were running short, but the community delivered. In just the last month of December, we received over $25,000.
Why do you think that was?
The community. Well, I think people are in this spirit of generosity at Christmas time and the holidays, and I think they see the need and they deliver.
Yeah, and Chrissy, let's talk a little bit about the current situation at the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry and about donations.
Yeah, so we are definitely still needing donations, both in monetary donations and food donations. We recognize that there have been some new challenges. There have been recent layoffs. This could be affecting local families. We've seen more people needing food. So we do accept food donations. You can bring those by on Tuesdays between 5:30 and 7, which are our open hours, and then Fridays 8 to noon. But if that time frame doesn't work for you, if you just reach out to us, email us, Facebook us, give us a call, we can make a time that'll work for you. Some of the items that we are currently needing include cereal, packaged potatoes, tuna, chili beans, pork and beans, and canned fruits. I also wanted to update everybody. Our website is now up and going. It is mercofoodpantry.org. So you can see all of our most recent needs on that website. We also distribute toilet paper, bar soaps, toothpaste, and shampoo. So if you have any of those items, we would love those donations as well.
Lots of opportunities to give there. And Darla, she mentioned the website. You can give through Facebook now on the website. And is it true that monetary donations can go a lot farther because you can get deals on some of the food?
This is true. We can purchase our food through Riverbend much cheaper than you can purchase through your retailer. So monetary donations are very important because it makes our food go farther. Also, the toiletries that she mentioned, we cannot buy from Riverbend, so we also need monetary donations to be able to purchase those. And monetary donations can be dropped off at the food pantry. They can be mailed to our P.O. Box 63, Aledo, or we now have PayPal available on our website, so that's a huge asset to us. And we'd like to thank Rush's Maytag, especially for always being responsive and meeting our needs of appliances. It's getting close to that time of year when you might be planning your spring planting. So when you're doing that, you might consider adding a vegetable to donate to the food pantry.
Also eggs, eggs have been really hard to come by, the prices. We need those chicken farmers.
Yes, we do. Bring them on by. Fresh produce provides great nutrition, and the eggs, like you say, when we're getting $6-7 a dozen for eggs, we can always use that. So if you're the chicken farmer, bring them on. We do accept meat donations, but we can only accept it if it's been processed by a locker. That's just the law. Another way you can donate without putting your cash out is your pop cans or your beer cans. We have a collection bin at the Aledo Veterinary Clinic just east of Walmart, and it is specifically for us. The proceeds come directly to us, and we just want to remind you it's only pop and beer cans, no other recycling materials.
And Lori, besides food and some of those toiletry items, you do accept books as well.
Yeah, now we're not looking for truckloads of books, but we are the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry, so we have found that people are interested in receiving faith-based books. So while you're doing your spring cleaning or doing some purging of your books, we would welcome any faith-based books or any kids' books. Also cookbooks, but again, keep in mind we don't need a ton of them, but if you feel that you have a cookbook that maybe it's cooking on a budget or something that would meet the needs of the food pantry, we welcome all of those as well.
And Lori, there are volunteer opportunities for folks.
Yep. We're always looking for volunteers, and we haven't called on too many yet during the winter months. It's just harder for people to get out. But maybe come spring or summer, we may be in need of volunteers as people take vacations. So you can sign up for volunteering on our website. And again, that's mercofoodpantry.org. And on there, you can select the day and time that you're interested in. And then in addition to our regular work hours, we also have a truck delivery from Riverbend Food Bank once a month, and that's usually around the third Thursday of the month. And we have a group of gentlemen that help us unload that, but we could always use more.
All right, very good. Let's move on. Chrissy, tell us about that mobile food pantry that's coming.
Sure. So in partnership with Mercer County Farm Bureau, the Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry, and Community Bible Fellowship Church, we will be having our first mobile food pantry of the year, right? Okay. So that will be Saturday, March 15th, this coming Saturday, at the First Baptist Church. Registration begins at 9:15 for that, and then we start distributing at 10 o'clock.
All right. Darla, real quick on the process. Hasn't changed much. You can only visit the food pantry once a month, correct?
That's correct. If you need food, we want you to stop in. We don't want anyone in the county going hungry. And the amount of food received is based on the number of family members in your home. So,
Chrissy, hard to believe, but I've been 15 years at the same location.
Yes. We are celebrating 15 years at our present location. And also, our coordinator, Sharon Lingefelter, will be celebrating 35 years with us. So we are going to be planning a celebration for both of those things coming up. I also wanted to give a quick reminder. We have two board meetings every year that the general public can come to. And our next one will be Thursday, April 17th at 12:30. So if you are interested in what we have going on at the food pantry, just stop on by.
And Lori, can you give us a quick wrap up here, some final reminders?
You betcha. We are here to serve the residents of Mercer County. Our hours are Tuesdays, 5:30 to 7 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to noon. With that being said, we will be closed for Good Friday on Friday, April 18th. Again, as Chrissy mentioned, our website, mercofoodpantry.org, has everything you need to know on there, and that's volunteer opportunities, all the things that we're in need of, how to donate via PayPal, and some other information. And again, we just want to appreciate and thank everyone in this community for always stepping up and supporting our food pantry. We are truly blessed.
Very good. Lori Benson, Chrissy Dixon, Darla Phelps, thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Churches of Mercer County Food Pantry, serving our community, and we hope that you will donate, and help them serve our community. And this has been a special edition of Focus.